Here's Lewis into the motion. The pitch, swing and a miss. They got her, and this one is over. The Bulldogs are going to play in the sectional final game. Ariana Lewis comes in on the relief stint and strikes out the last two batters. And this one belongs to the Bulldogs.
The Ithaca softball team will play in the WIAA sectional final on Thursday at Blair Taylor High School following last night's 4-1 win over Brookwood. It was the 20th win of the season for the Bulldogs against five losses. J.C. Maxwell was the winning pitcher after working six and a third innings, striking out 13, walking nine, and giving up just two hits. Ariana Lewis came on in relief and struck out the final two batters she faced in the game. Mallory Wallace suffered the pitching loss for the Falcons after giving up seven hits. Kelsey Coleman gave the Bulldogs a boost with a two-run home run in the first inning. Alyssa Muller was two for three with key RBI hits in the fourth and sixth innings, which gave Ithaca insurance runs. J.C. Maxwell, Kaylee Newkirk, Jaden Boland, and Maylee Plemer all had hits for the Bulldogs. Mallory Wallace had an RBI double for the Falcons. Their season ends at 12 and 11. Following the game, I talked to Bulldog senior Kaylee Newkirk about the win.
Oh, it's awesome. Last year we got beat out in the sectional semifinal, so it feels good to finally get that and make it to the sectional final.
Was it a little bit nerve-wracking out there, especially toward the end of the game?
Oh, yes, definitely. It was just like, oh, all the nerves are up there. But you know what? We did so good. Ari ended the game for us, and that was great. Two strikeouts for her.
Ariana Lewis talked about coming in a pressure situation.
A little bit, but I knew I had a defense behind me, so as long as I threw strikes, they were going to get it.
Do you come in much on relief? I mean, you usually start the games, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes I'll come in, but usually not. Just looking to throw strikes. That's all I was hoping for.
Bulldogs senior Alyssa Muller led the Bulldogs at the plate.
That felt amazing. I've been waiting for that for a long time. It's just amazing.
Bulldog catcher Holly King picked off a Brookwood runner in the seventh inning, which was a huge play. I asked her afterwards about getting the win.
Hot weather, putting the gear on. I'm glad we got this game over in seven at least.
Yeah.
Not going to eight.
As the catcher, yeah, you kind of take the brunt wearing all that equipment, don't you?
Definitely. But I'm glad the pitchers weren't throwing too wild today. Maybe a little bit in the beginning, but she locked back in and then Ari finished strong. So
got it done. What does this team have to do if you're going to get to state, play at Goodman Diamond next week?
Honestly, if everybody plays consistent, it's not hard to get runs, not hard to get plays. You just have to play consistent.
With the 4-1 win, Ithaca now one win away from playing at the WIAA State Tournament. They will face the winner of this week's game between Columbus Catholic and Blair Taylor. The sectional final game is scheduled for 5 o'clock Thursday at Blair Taylor High School. There was one game in Division 2, West Salem, 6-0 over Mount Horeb. Division 1 teams played Sun Prairie East over Toma, 3-0, and Middleton, 4-0 over Verona. Turning to baseball from last night, the Ithaca Bulldogs saw their season come to an end, falling to the Highland Cardinals 4-2 as Highland moves on in the tournament. The Cardinals jumped out early, scoring three runs in the top of the first. John Dreschmeyer delivered the big blow, a two-run home run to left field. Moments later, Coyer Zadrazil hit into a fielder's choice that brought in another run. Sammy Clary started on the mound for Ithaca, working 5 2/3 innings. He allowed 10 hits and 4 runs, struck out 6 and walked 1. Highland's Coyer Zadrazil was dominant on the hill, tossing 5 scoreless innings, allowing just 2 hits, striking out 9 and walking 4. Offensively, Houston Boland and Sammy Clary each drove in a run for the Bulldogs. Clary led Ithaca with a 2-for-4 night at the plate. Ithaca played clean defense, turning a double play and committing no errors. Boland led the team with 7 defensive plays. Highland racked up 12 hits in the game. Bennett Smith, Davis DeRota, Cooper Olson, and Jack Terrell each had a pair. Dreschmeyer finished 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Following the game, Henry Bray caught up with Terry Cool, Highland coach.
Oh, it was outstanding. Both teams played really, really well, and our boys are peaking at the right time. Our pitchers did outstanding, and our hitters came clutching.
I saw the pitchers. I thought they did a wonderful job. I really did, and they got the runs when they need them and got the outs when they need them. Say something about your defense, because I was really impressed with your defense.
Well, it's something that we've worked on all year. Early on, we had a little bit of struggles, but practice has been really good. We've worked on a few things and really tightened some things up, and our pitchers trust. I mean, they attack the strike zone because they trust the guys that are behind them, and we do. We make the plays that, I mean, our motto, make the play that you can make. You know, we don't try to make outside of stuff that's going to be out, wow the world, but we want to make the easy routine plays, and we've been really good at it.
The Cardinals advance into the postseason and will play the winner of the DeSoto-Seneca game. Following the game, Henry Bray also caught up with Dan Clary. He announced before this season that this would be his last season as head coach of the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it was that's a tough one to take, but again, that's a game of baseball. Sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't, and we've been blessed to be a part of a lot of incredible memories over the last decade. It's been fun working with this group. I've had that senior class and both basketball and baseball since they were in kindergarten, and so there's a lot of really good memories. I know they've provided the community with some amazing moments that they'll never forget, and that's one thing that I told them, they just got to remember it. It's hard to put what they've done into words, and to think that that was a group that went, won a state title in 23. They went 20-2 last season. And had a heck of a season against a lot of really tough competition. And I mean, Highland, we knew this sectional was going to be an absolute buzzsaw. And so we had to be able to play on every given night. And Highland got things done tonight. They had two tough kids on the mound and kept us from putting something together. And that's the way she turned out tonight.
I look at it. You had the first inning was kind of tough for you guys on the defensive side, but other than that, I think you played really good defense. It's just, with Sammy on the mound, I thought Sammy did an excellent job pitching. I think he went to 98 or 99 pitches, and he was stronger as the game got on. But I have to look, I'm sitting here watching you have your last team huddle here for the season. Very heart-wrenching, the way that you connect with your kids. And I'm very impressed with the connection that you have. It's very touching.
Yeah, and like I said, I've had those kids for so long. I have asked them to do a lot. I'm not an easy coach, and I ask them to do tough things, and they have given everything that they can to me, and I'll be forever grateful. And that's what has supplied the moments and the memories that they've produced over the years, and what I will be forever grateful just to even get the chance to work with young men like that. And they have a little I know it was rough right now, and I know a lot of tears for those guys because they wanted it really bad, but like I said, they get a lot of quality kids in there that have a really bright future in front of them, so they can hang their heads for just a little bit. But Life is right around the corner, so you got to get back up and at it.
It is, Danny. And you know what? And I'm just going to give you kudos as an umpire. I think all your kids are really, really respectful to the umpires. Because I know everybody doesn't like their calls. But you know what? Your kids are very respectful. And that comes from you, Danny.
Well, that comes from probably my parents and the people that I was brought up around. Whatever the circumstances are, you just deal with it and you move on. Arguing about something never brings about something positive. And I don't, we've never wanted kids to argue calls or argue. You just pick yourself up and get right back after it. And pretty soon you forget all about it because you've overcome that obstacle. And the kids have done, like I said, they've been a lot of stand-up kids, a lot of fantastic parents in this community that have raised those kids that, have supplied them with that kind of character. But, yeah, it's been a blast to work with them.
I'll miss this group. I really will, because I've had them, since sixth grade umpiring them. But, as I look at them, good young men, they care about people, and that's very rare.
And that's what we tell them to do. Our philosophy is love each other enough to do your job. And if everybody buys into that, pretty soon everybody is taking care of kind of their part of things and wants to step up and do the job, so they're not letting anybody else down. And it's just really infectious, and that's really what's fed this program.
Basically be accountable.
It is. And play for more than yourself. That's our other thing. We have five plaques that are hanging in a thing that we try to live by, and playing for each other. Like tonight before the game, we had kids write down on a little piece of paper of, who they're dedicating this game to. Just so when they get in there, there's a little bit more focus on, because it's really easy to kind of fail for yourself, but it's a whole lot easier to fail when you're trying to do something for somebody else. And that's another thing that we try to teach the kids. And it's gone a long ways. So, yeah, that's definitely one of the philosophies we're after.
Well, one quick note, and I'll let you go. I've always been impressed with your teams, the way they play, their heart, and never, ever give up. Do you have any final words, Dan?
It's been a good ride. It's been an amazing ride. I mean, if you look up at the plaques that are on the back of that concession stand that we got up this year, and just, I mean, you can sit down and each number that's put up there as just memories upon memories that these kids have worked so hard and given up so much for. Like, you know, when they're in that youth age, like right here that we see in front of us, you know, they could be somewhere doing something else. That's a lot of fun too, but they don't. They get here, they put in time, they put in the work, and it's paid off in dividends for, and it's just fed off, you know, each group and does what it does, and the kids come up behind and see that, and they feed off that, and they want to push and get that, because that's half of the battle with kids, I believe, is just believing that you can do that something special. And as long as they believe it, it's attainable. And we've tried to feed that as long as we can, and I know it's going to keep on going, because, man, there's the, you look at the underclassmen here, there's a bundle of talent, and they got a bright future in front of them, and I can't wait to watch them from the stands now.
Well, I wish you good luck. Phil Nee wishes you good luck. And I guarantee the community does, too. You've been a blessing, Danny, and thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. And WRCO has been so good to us. And they're the ones that, you know, when I'm at home after it's all said and done and I get to sit down around a campfire and listen to the WRCO playbacks, I mean, that's what has just been, it's supplied a lot of good memories. So we appreciate everything that they've done for us. It's been a fantastic relationship.
I'm sure Phil has every one of them on tape somewhere.
Yes, yeah, I bet he does. I think I've got a lot of them too. So,
well, good luck to you, and thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Ithaca baseball coach Dan Clary. His team now ending the season, and Highland moves on into the WIAA postseason. Elsewhere in baseball last night, the year came to an end for Weston. They've had a great year, but fell to DeSoto for a second time in the last couple of weeks. 4-0 was the score last night at Cazenovia. Garrett Jennings took the loss, pitching 5 2/3 innings, allowing 4 earned runs on 7 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Isaac Jennings came on in relief, pitching the last inning in a third, with no outs, no runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. Garrett Granger and Brady Westfall each had singles for Weston as their year comes to an end. For DeSoto, a fifth seed, they'll play the winner of the upcoming Boscobel Seneca game. Also last night, a seventh seed, Aliva Strum, knocked off number 2 Royal 4-3. Blair Taylor held off Cashton 10-1. In Division 3, Dodgeville edged Wisconsin Heights 7-0. Viroqua 10-2 over Bangor. Westby was a winner over Whitehall 10-0 in a 5-inning game. Game scheduled for today, the Richland Center Hornets softball team slated to play in Prairie du Chien, weather permitting. That's a 5 o'clock start time. We'll have it for you on WRCO Radio. Should that go today, the right to play either Marshall or Poinette, they are scheduled as well to take on each other. Cuba City is hosting Mineral Point in Division 4 today, and Columbus Catholic is playing Blair Taylor with the right to play Ithaca in the next round. In baseball, among the games today, Seneca and Boscobel meeting. Fenimore is hosting Lancaster, Mineral Point at New Glarus, Prairie du Chien at Cuba City. Also today in Division 2, Reedsburg hosting Portage, Sauk Prairie at the Dells, McFarland hosts Lodi, and Mount Horeb is taking on Edgewood. Fifth and sixth grade baseball last night, youth baseball, RC5 over Riverdale, 21-9 the final score. Action last night in the majors. It was a third-inning home run from Kristen Yelich, which gave the Brewers the run they needed to beat Cincinnati by a score of 3-2. Manager Pat Murphy reacted about Kristen Yelich's recent play.
He crushed 2 balls tonight. That, you know, sore hand or not, he crushed 2 balls tonight. So he's living up to his player of the week, you know, outstanding.
Freddie Peralta starts the second game of the series tonight in Cincinnati. Colorado 6-4 over Miami. San Diego 1, San Francisco nothing. The Mets 4-3 over the Dodgers. The Angels 7, Boston 6. Detroit 13, the White Sox 1. And Minnesota 10-4 over the Athletics. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.